With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
We do this thing on collegemagnolia.com, which you should go to the website, collegemagnolia.com, the corner of Auburn and the internet. And where Ryan has spearheaded this venture, and he's done a really good job.
Never doing this again.
It's been great. It's been like a drag.
It's
been like herding cats for Ryan, though.
Yeah.
Getting other people to help out.
Getting myself to actually do it.
The best part was when he tried to ask me to do a couple, and I was like, oh, boy. All right.
Yeah. Or Friday when he's like, Chief's doing Carnell, I think. I was like, oh no, I forgot about that.
So instead of doing it in written form like we have been doing, which they've been really good, go on there and read them. You can read about how many hits and misses Auburn's had in recruiting. We've actually had more hits than misses if you get to this point in the countdown.
Auburn is just like any other school. Yeah. There's plenty of busts and plenty of success stories.
Yeah.
And when you look at that top end, the busts look bigger, but the successes also look bigger.
Yeah.
So, Chief, tell us about, we are, what, how many days is this to kick off?
This is number six, so you probably won't hear this until later in the week.
But so the number six overall recruit in the history of Auburn University.
Mm-hmm. Based off of the 24/7 composite. Like, we're not ranking these ourselves.
Right. Is a man named Carnell Cadillac Williams, currently Coach Caddy, former NFL Rookie of the Year.
This is Carnell is one of his recruitment was in the early days of online recruiting sites and rankings, too. And he's the first recruit whose name I knew. And I think it's probably because he's from my area.
He's about your age, too, right?
Yeah, he's a year older than me. But it's the first guy. Probably helps that I played him against him in basketball too. So it was like, hey, this guy we're playing in basketball is a big football recruit.
Just a little behind the scenes. I wanted Chief to write the countdown article as Carnell as a basketball recruit, but he wouldn't do that. So.
I don't think. Let me put it this way. I don't think anybody was trying to get Carnell to come play basketball for him.
No.
He was. I mean, he was.
Fast, I imagine, but
an athletic freak. Like, I mean, that's just what he is. And so he didn't have to be extremely skilled at basketball to be pretty good at it. But I don't think anybody was trying to get him.
No Nick Marshall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No dual threat Nick Marshall. Carnell.
What do you mean, like, the recruitment was the first that was online? What do you mean by that?
Well, it was the early days. It was one of the early days of online recruitment. I think Rivals was one of the first that I can remember. I think they probably started in 1998, somewhere around in there. His recruitment would have been the 2000-2001 school year. So right. he's from the very early
He's in
days.
The 2000 signing class.
Yeah.
So the early days of like scout.com.
Yeah. Yeah. He was just a legend in the area that I was in. If he was coming to play your school, everybody was interested. Big part of that was I don't know if he was ever committed. He was a heavy lean to Alabama.
Yeah. And that's an Alabama stronghold.
Yeah. Oh, North Alabama in general is, Huntsville is not really anymore, I don't think.
Got all them Auburn engineers up there.
Right. And I think the other part of that is there's a lot of people not from the state that live in Huntsville. But in that area, everybody's an Alabama fan. You're kind of a weirdo. You probably went to college if you're an Auburn fan. Or you're a banker.
At Auburn. You went to college
at
Auburn.
Right, right.
Yeah. Or just college in general.
or you're a banker or... I don't know what else they do there.
Well, how big of schools were? Because Edwa was
Gadsden High.
No, that's controversial.
Okay.
Recruitment going on, maybe?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know the big, I don't know if there's any big controversy over Carnell. I just know that Edwa tended to get
people. Edwa was known to get who they wanted.
Edwa is located in Rainbow City, Etala.
Rainbow City is a real place?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Now we're
someone's never driven up 431.
Rainbow City.
Rainbow City and Atala, they're tiny little places, county cities outside of Gadsden. Gadsden was split up into like four different schools, and now they just have Gadsden City, which is one of the biggest schools in the state. But then Etowah would pick off some of the best talent in football from those places.
So is this like one of the big schools, or is Etowah like a 3A? I mean,
Etowah was 5A at that time.
Okay.
When Carnell was there. And they kind of bounce around. I think they might be 6A now.
Okay.
I think they may have moved up like Fort Payne did.
So it's not like he was just dominating against a team with 50 kids or 20 right. kids on
no,
it.
No, he was playing in 5A. We were in the same area. I'm trying to think of maybe a bigger school you guys would know, but at that time, I don't really know.
Crow's you can't think of a single one.
Yeah.
I mean, Fort Payne has.
Yeah. It played Fort Payne. Gadsden was right. also in our area.
Was he so, just – so you saw him play high school football. Was he just untouchable as a high school
I remember him more as a defensive player. He was the okay. best safety I've ever seen in my life. Like, he was wherever.
Like an Ed Reed quality. Yeah.
No, dude, it was like that on a high school football field. And I like that was my biggest takeaway. I was like, this guy can play both ways.
Yeah.
He was just – and a part of that is – I don't know how that would have translated to Division I football. He was just such a better athlete than everybody yeah. else that he
– No, I mean, it wasn't unheard of in the late 90s and early 2000s to have two-way players.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Charles Woodson.
Right. But. And he was just – he was really great. He's great safety. Running backs, he was good. I mean, he was good.
Yeah.
Like, there's no
– Right.
The impression on me was the safe was how good of a safety he was, and I've stood by that all these years. I think he could have been a better safety than he was a running back.
Wow.
So who played safety for Auburn in the early on those 2000? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, say you have Ronnie Brown as just the primary back. Is Cadillac at safety? Is he making a huge impact on the Auburn defense?
Well, I think Rob Pate was a safety when Carnell got here.
Right. But like for the 2003 and 2004 teams.
So
Rose Green is the main one.
You have Rose Green, Carlos Rogers, and right. Cadillac.
So it's not like Auburn was hurting for safety at that point either.
But. Yeah.
And Will Herring.
Yeah, Will Herring.
A little later on, I think.
Will was on that
04 team. Will was on that 04 team.
Yeah, he was.
And he was playing safety for that 04 team, so it was him.
He moved to linebacker later.
Moved to linebackers yeah. last year. I think he might have been better than Will at safety. I mean, Will's fine. I think Will's a great safety for us, but, I mean, what I saw Carnell do in high school was absurd.
You're talking about an alternate universe in which Auburn has...
Right.
Auburn's two-headed monster in 04 is... Brandon Jacobs,
yeah,
and Ronnie Brown
with Carnell Williams and safety. Trey Smith.
Hey, okay. We've had running backs. Guys come here to play running back to end up playing safety.
We have Brandon two Jacobs. In the secondary right now.
Yeah, Brandon Jacobs was a linebacker for Auburn before he transferred. Before he finally was like, I'm not playing defense.
Yeah,
they made him move to linebacker.
Yeah, Carnell was just a. It was he was a event. I don't know.
He was appointment television.
Appointment television, but you were there. Like, yeah. you went to see him. I think it was that way in every city that he played in. Like I said, because he was in Alabama league. And then some funny stuff happened towards the end of his recruitment. In the waning days of before signing day, he took an official visit to Tennessee, I think. And the word was, he's committed to Tennessee. And then, of course, that got the Alabama people real... revved up. They were pretty
angry. They're a real rival.
It was their biggest rival.
And then all of a sudden, he signs with Auburn. And we had been in the mix.
He signs with Auburn.
Oh, yeah. We had been in the mix, but I remember thinking, oh my gosh, we just did this. Like, because most of the people I knew that followed recruiting really heavily were all Alabama people. And they were upset. And I was just, just over here just laughing.
Because this is in Tuberville's first full signing class too, right?
Carnell would have been 01.
He was in the 01 class, but
right. So
Tuberville didn't get a full recruiting cycle until that year.
And Tuberville probably sold him on clean living and drinking whole milk and doing the right thing, going to class, making good grades. And that was what got him here.
Well, as James Jones pointed out to us today, Tubbs took the entire coaching staff to his house to meet with his mama.
Man, and, which is allowed.
Yeah. And their pitch, I guess, was to her, won him.
Yeah.
Got him to come here. Because she was, as I understood it at the time as well, she was heavily influential. She liked Tennessee. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. And someone else in his family really wanted him to go to Alabama. There's a lot of heavy Alabama boosters up in that area.
Sure.
So I'm sure there was immense pressure on him to go to Alabama.
I can't imagine, you know, Tubbs telling him that. Can you imagine being like the defensive backs coach or the defensive line coach, and you're at this lady's house, and you're like, what are we doing here?
This is not my recruit. Well, I'll tell you this. They'd all seen him play, so they right. would have all known exactly why they were yeah. there.
Well, and it's not like he was just, you know, a 4-star, like, oh, we kind of want this guy. I mean, he was a 5-star. The hype was there. He's one of the best recruits in the country.
Was he the number one running back that year?
He may have been.
I would think he probably was. I mean, the dude was just
if he's the number 6 insane. Overall recruit in Auburn history, I imagine he's the number 1 or number 2 running back in his class.
Yeah.
Ronnie wasn't in that class, was he? He was the next year.
No,
Ronnie may have been in that class, too.
I think Ronnie was in that class, too.
Yeah.
And
Ronnie was a 4-star.
They were the same age.
Ryan ran for. I think Ronnie went to a triple option high school, which is probably hilarious thought.
He's from Florida, right?
No, he's from Georgia.
Oh, small. Yeah, tiny town in
Georgia. Small school
in Georgia. Yeah, so we were talking about the side of the school. Edelweiss, I mean, it's the place where it is tiny. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Itala, and they're more like suburbs with like their own small city kind of organization around them. People that are from these places probably hating how I'm talking about them right now, but
full of stupid people.
I mean, Gadsden's the biggest city in that little region right there, and especially at that time. So it's funny. It just felt like you were going out in the middle of nowhere when you went to Edelweiss school, but
you were going out in the middle of nowhere.
You were pretty much, yeah. And I mean, they'd feel that way if they were going to Fort Payne.
So. Let's, you know, well, while we've been doing these countdown articles, we've been talking about him as a recruit and a player.
Yeah.
You guys were in school while he was here. What is your one signature Cadillac memory?
I'm an Auburn fan because of Cadillac Williams. I'm sitting in this chair because of the 2003 Iron Bowl and Cadillac Williams busting a run off right tackle for 90 whatever yards. Or an 80 whatever yards to the house on the first play of the 03 Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
In that moment, I told my brother, yeah, I'm coming to Auburn. Because that was it. 17th floor, played that weekend at the Fiji House. I had a blast.
Golly.
And then I went to the 03 Iron Bowl.
It's like the best Auburn weekend ever. It never got any better than that.
That was it. 03 Iron Bowl, I'm showing up as a senior in high school. I go to a fraternity band party. Dance with college girls, see the 03 Iron Bowl, and see Cadillac Williams break one off on the first play of the game. And I'm like, this is it. Here's to feeling good all the time.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was, I mean, anybody that saw that, that has to be in their memory. But for me, though, it was before I came here as well, is what Carnell did to Alabama in the opening of the 01 Iron Bowl. Before he had his collarbone broke, he had run for nearly 100 yards in the first like 5 minutes of the game or something like that. It was like insane. And then he broke his collarbone and we ended up struggling and then losing. So, but that it wasn't the breaking of the collarbone, it's what he did to them before then. I was like, oh my gosh, he is amazing.
Yeah.
My memory of Cadillac and, you know, take in mind, I'm 7, 8 years old when he's at Auburn, is that it's not a specific memory. It's just that he was simultaneously the best player on the planet that couldn't stay healthy. Mm-hmm. That's all I had in my head. Yeah. I was like, well, man, I've always heard he's really good, but oh, he's not playing today.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's how I have always kind of felt about him, too, is it's he got hurt at the worst times. It's not his fault.
No.
Like he got hurt in that Florida game, and we lost the Florida game. He got hurt the Alabama game and missed the rest of the season then.
Yeah. Does he have a similar reputation, not skill level, but just reputation-wise, that Kerryon gets? Now, when we look back at Kerryon in 10, 15 years, is it, man, he was awesome, but he got hurt at the worst time? And yeah, Carnell wasn't like the primary. No, sorry, Kerryon wasn't the primary back for 4 years
because of 04.
Yeah, because of, he had his 04.
Because okay. we went undefeated in 04. Yeah. Had Kerryon had
Kerryon come back last year and then rushed for 1,000 yards,
or even at like let's say Kerryon doesn't get hurt in 17.
Yeah,
and Auburn beats Georgia in the SEC championship game, goes to the playoff. We completely forget that Kerryon used to get hurt a lot. Because now it's, oh my gosh, we had this. He had the best 3 game stretch in all of
the thing that Carnell has that Kerryon doesn't is Carnell could have left and he came back.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I was always more of a Ronnie guy. I liked watching Ronnie run better. I know it's like blasphemy to say that.
No, I wrote that in the article. I was a Ronnie guy, but I'm a Ben Tate guy.
I like Ben Tate as well.
Yeah.
I like the big guy that's faster than you think he is. But the thing Carnell had was probably better field vision than anybody except maybe Barry Sanders.
He was unbelievable.
I mean, the guy knew where that hole was going to be. Not where it was, where it was going to be. And he could run to it. He could get out of trouble. He could move. He could cut so fast, the guys could not get to him to tackle him.
Ronnie had the run against Tennessee the first time we played him in 04.
Right.
That everyone remembers. But people forget about Cadillac's run against Tennessee the second time we played him. In the SC Championship game where he jukes a guy out of his cleats on a dime. And he's full speed and then makes the cut and it's full speed the other way.
That's one of those skills a lot of people don't have is that it's just one cut and your top speed never...
You never stop. He never slows.
There's a reason he was the Rookie of the Year because he was that good.
His jersey and cleats are in Canton, Ohio.
Because
he had it's like the highest rushing game in the history of the NFL for a rookie.
Yeah.
In his rookie year.
And he's one of the three most talented football players I've seen play in person at all.
Probably. Yeah.
Just from natural ability and, I mean, I don't think you could do what he did without the hard work either. I think that's...
He is the weird thing about Cadillac is that Cadillac was so famous.
He was so famous.
So famous.
He had a name. So that's the
Cadillac. The name helps.
When we were in college.
The name is probably why I was more of a Ronnie guy.
Like, I don't know if there was anybody when you were at Auburn, but maybe Nick Marshall or Trey Mason. Maybe.
No.
But when Chief and I were at Auburn, if you were at Foy, Cadillac walked in. Everybody in the building knew that Cadillac had walked in. It was like an oxygen level in the room went down.
The only other guy
went all to him.
The only guy that's has done that is Cam.
Yes, right. It's got to be it. Like you would see, like I'd see Jason Campbell all the time.
He always hung out the tree by Foy.
Yeah, and it was like oh, it's Jason Campbell. But like Carnell, like people be like, oh my god, it's Carnell. You see him, and it's like
The difference is that Cam was and is this larger-than-life personality that goes with that.
Right.
Carnell is just this unassuming, fairly quiet
guy. This is before everybody had their Beats headphones, and could walk around with their hood and their Beats headphones, and nobody would see him.
He's an unassuming-looking guy. Like, he doesn't look like he's trying to be famous, but man alive. Him and Ronnie both. When they walked into the building you were in, everybody was hitting each other going, Ronnie Brown.
I think, and you know, I think this goes back to the...
He was famous.
The beginning of the internet recruiting. I think he was so famous in part because of that.
Yeah.
Because more people our age had gotten into that stuff. Right. They would have been 16, 17, 18, maybe already in college. And he was famous to them before he ever even got to Auburn.
Right.
So then there's this guy there. Also, he had done a lot of electrifying stuff like before you.
Yeah.
That 03 Iron Bowl had happened before you got here, so everybody that came with you knew him as that guy.
Right.
And so when they would see him, they'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, when I saw him on campus, that's the first thought I had with Go Crazy Cadillac.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, that's
And that's Rod's first signature call,
yes.
Right?
That's yes, Cadillac that's, of Go Crazy Cadillac.
We're going to hear that in the stadium in
so,
a couple weeks.
Yes. And so... That was going to be what my article was going to end up being is just the video of Go Crazy Cadillac.
Well, so I think we've done it.
Just kind of to wrap it up, though, he went to the NFL, Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
Kind of flamed out, mostly because of injuries after that.
Yeah, flamed out because
of injuries.
Yeah,
he stuck around for a few more years, but he just...
for about seven, eight years, I think, but...
Yeah, he was never the same, though. Right. He was never a lead.
His rookie year was his best year. I think it's safe to say Ronnie had a better NFL career than...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was longer and...
Upward
trajectory rather than skyrocketing.
Right. And
he played for...
He played for the Bucks for a long time.
From 2005 to 2011.
So six seasons.
He played
for the Bucks.
He played for the Bucks, and then that was then the Rams. Yep. Played with the Rams in 2011.
I
want to
say that was just a practice.
Yeah,
guy.
I think he went there.
No, he was the backup to Steven Jackson, and he had 91 yards on 19 carries. Yeah. And that was kind of just the backup in 11. Right. That was it.
So after that, he goes into coaching, and isn't in coaching that long before Gus gives him the call that Auburn wants to bring him in. And this is this past offseason. Haven't seen how he's affected the guys in the field yet. But all things considered, he's been recruiting basically what we've been missing on recruiting is recruiting big running backs.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's doing that for us.
Because he walks in the room and goes, yeah, you ain't nothing, kid.
Like, right.
I was famous as a 17-year-old. Like,
so Auburn has got a commit from the number 6 running back, I think, for next year. The number 4 running back. For the class after that, you know, recruiting is what it is. Yeah. We'll see if they come here or not.
I think you just hit on something, though, pretty significant. When Carnell was the recruit, he was the recruit. Like, he was the biggest thing ever. Now, the internet, I guess it gives more reach to the big recruits, but there's a bunch of them.
There's very rarely the recruit anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he was the... one of the biggest recruits in the country, and he wasn't a lineman. He was a skill player from the state of Alabama.
It's the running back era, too.
Right. Yes, exactly. It was the era of the running backs, and where that's what everybody wanted. That's how you won games, is you got the best running back. And as James Jones put in our chat, it's probably made Tuberville's career signing Carnell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
it changed Auburn football in terms of big fish. Like, what Auburn fans expect from recruiting changed.
Right. Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. But like I said, I wasn't paying that much attention to recruiting, but it was still like, yeah, who cares? Okay, you guys are fired up about this guy, and then he signs with us. So
yeah,
but let's hope that maybe it changes the game again for Auburn here.
Only good things happen when Cadillac's on campus. All right, Jack is gonna make that a segment on its own. A bonus segment, as they say.